Bill Page is a button called bandwidth. The radio has five bandwidths, which function on AM, shortwave. The concept of bandwidth is how wide a frequency the radio will allow through. In practical terms, the narrower the bandwidth, the less treble you will hear in your station. However, if the station you're listening to is interfered with by a station right next to it, then you want a narrower bandwidth. If the station you are listening to is not interfered with, you want a wider bandwidth as you will get better fidelity. The first time you press the bandwidth button, it will display what bandwidth you're actually using. The next time you press it, it will start to toggle through five different bandwidths. Just choose the one that you like listening to. Bandwidths vary from 1 kHz to 6 kHz. This same button will activate something called ATS, or Automatic Tuning System. Press and hold the button. The radio will scan through whatever band you're on, such as AM or FM, find every receivable station, and program it into a memory. If it finds more than 10 receivable stations, it will program them into memories on the next pages. This will erase any memories that you have already set. Note, the radio may miss some weak stations which you're actually able to hear. Stereo and shortwave meter band. This is the button under the 9. Just tap it. If you're listening on FM with headphones, you can go between stereo and mono by just tapping this button. If you're listening on the speaker, you won't really know if you're on stereo or mono. If an FM station is weak, reception will be better in mono. If you go to stereo, you'll notice more noise on the signal. If it's a good, strong FM station, of course, you'll go into stereo and you'll hear the music in stereo. When you save an FM station in memory, it'll be saved as stereo or mono, however you wanted it when you stored it. Otherwise, the radio will stay in stereo mode or mono mode until you change it. The same button when you're on shortwave cycles through what are known as meter bands. Meter bands are kind of an old-fashioned way of dividing up the shortwave spectrum. We used to have the 49-meter band, the 41-meter band, the 31-meter band. If you press this button while you're on shortwave and then tune up and down with your up and down arrow or the tuning knob, you may discover that some bands have more stations on them during the day, others have more stations during the night. The frequencies on which shortwave stations can operate have expanded in the last few years, so the whole concept of meter bands is kind of outmoded. We've already talked about the lock button, which is underneath the 7. Press and hold the lock button, and you will lock or unlock the radio, and the radio will beep. Note, if you're listening to the radio with headphones, the beep does not come through the headphones. It still comes through the speaker. So if you've got headphones on, you probably won't be able to hear it. If you tap rather than press and hold, you can toggle between time display and frequency display when the radio is turned on so that it'll show the frequency or it'll show the time. When the radio is off, it will show the time all the time. We've already talked some about the button that is the bottom button of the 4 buttons to the right of the digits. This button will take you to either aircraft or shortwave or weather. Whatever you last left it on, that's where it will go. We've already talked about entering frequencies on shortwave and on the aircraft band. On the weather band, there are 7 channels. The 7 channels in the NOAA weather radio band vary from 162.400 to 162.550 megahertz. They are 25 kilohertz apart. So example, 162.400, 162.425, and there are 7 channels. When you're on NOAA Weather Radio, pressing any button from 1 through 7 will take you to the channel that your local NOAA Weather Radio is using. Mine has to be using number 1. If I press number 6 or number 4, for example, I may pick up some weaker NOAA Weather Radio channels from some cities a few miles away. If I press, for example, number 8, nothing happens because there are only 7 channels. The aircraft band needs a little special attention if you're not familiar with a radio that picks up the aircraft band frequencies. So the aircraft band is located in frequency sort of between the FM broadcast band and the 2-meter ham band. Yet aircraft band transmitters operate in the AM transmission mode rather than FM. This is of no concern because the SkyWave radio takes care of this, and the reason for AM versus FM on this band has to do with how transmission was done when aircraft communication first began. Note, on every aircraft band radio that I have ever used, the ground control stations at the airport do not have a very strong signal unless you're quite near the airport. We presume that this is because the antennas on the ground stations are oriented in such a way as to send most of the signal up into the air, because of course that is where most of the airplanes are unless they're on the runway waiting to take or waiting for other ground instructions. Transmissions on the aircraft band between pilots and the ground are usually very short. Transmissions of the aircraft themselves can be very strong, even if the ground station is very weak or not heard at all, because, of course, an airplane is, in effect, using an antenna that is several thousand feet high. Some airports, including my local airport here, have a continuous weather broadcast for pilots. This is not the same as the NOAA Weather Radio. My aircraft weather broadcast happens to be on 121.250 megahertz. So all I do is press frequency and then I enter the digits 121250 and the radio goes there. This continuous weather broadcast can be very useful because its signal strength is going to be about the same as the ground stations that are talking to pilots from your local airport. So if your airport has such a station, it's very useful to tune it in and see how strong the signal is. Also, move the antenna around at this point to find where the signal is strongest. It will probably be the strongest when you're listening to the ground stations as well, and of course aircraft themselves can be anywhere. There's a website which can give you frequencies for various types of communications at your local airport. This website is flightradio.com. FLIGHTRADIO, all written together, .com. Time format. The radio can display its time in 12 or 24 hour format. This, of course, is just if you can see the screen. With the radio turned off, press and hold the weather button. The radio will toggle between 24-hour format and 12-hour format, and it will beep. This will also be relevant when you are setting the time. 9 versus 10 kilohertz on AM. The AM, or medium wave band, is divided into channels that are 10 kilohertz apart in the Americas, for example, 640, 650, 660. In Asia, Africa, and Europe, the channels are 9 kilohertz apart, for example, 657, 666, 675, 684. And these are fixed. So, for example, if it's 657, it's 657 everywhere. If you want to take your radio to one of these places, you want to change from 10 to 9 kilohertz spacing. With the radio off, press and hold the zero button for 2 seconds, and the radio will flip between 9 and 10. Note, if you are tuning radio stations in the United States, and it seems as though the radio is landing on the edge of some of your stations rather than in the middle, it may be that the 9 kilohertz spacing has been set, either accidentally or just because the factory was testing it. Turn the radio off, hold the zero button for 2 seconds until the radio beeps, and turn it back on. Now, the frequencies you enter should land you right in the middle of the station you want to listen to. When you switch from 10 to 9 kilohertz spacing, the FM band will also change. Instead of 87.5 to 108, your radio will now invoke the Japanese FM band, which is 76 to 108 megahertz. The tuning knob, which is on the right-hand edge of the radio, if you turn the knob, you will feel little detents. If you press in on the knob, you'll note that it presses in. We've talked about the up and down arrows. They move the standard amount on each band. That is 10 or 9 kilohertz on AM, 100 kilohertz on FM, 5 kilohertz on shortwave, 25 kilohertz on aircraft, and 1 NOAA weather channel. The knob has 2 movement speeds. The fast tuning is the same as the up arrow and down arrow that I have just told you. While the radio is on, just tap the knob. Now you have slow tuning, 10 kilohertz on FM, 1 kilohertz on shortwave, and AM. This is very useful if you want to tune slightly off the middle of a station because your station is being interfered with by another very close station. Tune just a little tiny bit in the slow tuning mode, and you may be able to improve reception of your station. Tapping the tuning knob in this way has no effect on the weather band. Either way, you go through your 7 NOAA weather radio channels. On the aircraft band, this tuning knob can be used to set a squelch. In other words, you get rid of the noise that is heard between stations. Note this will probably work best if the airport station you want to receive is very strong. Go to the aircraft band first. Instead of tapping the tuning knob, press and hold it for 2 seconds. Now, rotate the knob until the sound between stations goes away. Then tap the knob once to finalize. Now you won't hear the noise between stations, but you'll only hear your station. Note, only if the station is quite strong. Reset button. There is a little pinhole which gives access to a reset button on the bottom of the radio. You probably only want to use this if something seems to be wrong with your radio. Place your finger between the 8 and the 9 button. Move it down between the 0 and the stereo button. Then around to the bottom edge of the radio and you'll feel a little tiny pinhole. Press and hold the reset button with a toothpick or a stylus, and you will reset the radio. Disabling beeps with the power off, press and hold the number 3 button. Now the radio won't beep anymore. To show frequency and time on the display, with the power off, press and hold the 4 button. Voice or music. This is one of the really neat hidden features of the SkyWave radio, and it might be compared to a tone control. With the radio turned on, tap together buttons 1 and 2. Don't hold them, just tap them. the radio will change its tone or equalization, a more limited treble and bass for voice, an expanded treble and bass for music. This is noticeable through the speaker, but it is much more noticeable when using headphones. Reset all features. We've already talked about the reset button on the bottom. Another way to do a reset, with the power off, press and hold buttons 4 and 6 together. And this time, don't just tap them, but press and hold them for 5 seconds. The radio will beep 4 times, and it's now reset. Before we cover time setting and alarm, which may not interest you very much since you have to see the screen, and recharging rechargeable batteries, we give you here the frequency range of each band, which might be of interest to you. FM is 87.5 to 108 megahertz, or on the Japanese FM band, 76 to 108 megahertz. Medium wave, or AM, is 520 to 1710, or if you've set the 9 kilohertz tuning steps, 522 to 1622. Shortwave, 2300 to 26100. Aircraft, 118 to 137. And as we told you, the preset NOAA weather channels, 162.400 to 162.550. Rechargeable batteries. We've already talked about the mini USB port on the left-hand edge of the radio. This can be used with a USB charger with a mini USB connector, such as sold by C-Crane, to charge NIMH or nickel metal hydride batteries. Important note, do not attempt to charge alkaline batteries as it can cause them to leak and damage the radio. When you press and hold the number 9, with the charger connected, the radio will beep, and you enter a 10-hour charging cycle. After 10 hours, the charging stops. Your batteries may require more than 10 hours. NIMH batteries come in different capacities, usually noted as milliamp hours, MAH, or sometimes just MH or MA. The literature that comes with your NIMH batteries will tell you how long you need to charge the batteries in order to have a full charge. If you have to charge it for 20 hours, then you're going to need two of the SkyWave's 10-hour charging cycles. Chargers and batteries can be had from C-Crane. Time and alarm set are basically done the same way. With the radio off, press and hold the number 7 until it beeps, and you can set the time. Press and hold the number 8 until it beeps, and you can set the alarm. Either way, once you've done this, the hours will flash on the screen. Use your up and down arrows or the tuning knob to set the proper hour. Press time set or alarm set. The minutes will flash. Use up and down arrow or tuning knob to set the proper minutes. Press time set or alarm set for a third time, and this is like pressing enter on the computer. It confirms the action. This concludes the tutorial on the C-Crane SkyWave radio. This is Tim Hendel speaking for C-Crane at 800-522-8863, hoping that you have a lot of fun and a lot of enjoyment with this nifty little portable radio.